Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Give you kudos.
You are listening to the West Ham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm joined in the studio by We Are West Ham, James Jones and Will Pugh. And what a show we have tonight, because West Ham did get their first win in the Premier League season on the weekend just gone, beating Watford 3-1 at Vicarage Road. Watford may be struggling, but we don't care. We got the 3 points, and not only that, transfer record signing Sebastian Haller scored not one but two goals, looks very good in the process. The season is up and running. We're going to be talking about the game, and there's a lot to unpack because there are two games to come. West Ham in fact play tonight. They're playing Newport County in the League Cup second round, first time they've played them for 40 years. They played them in 1979 in the FA Cup. Newport run out 2-1 winners there. So they're smiling. They're not happy. Hopefully a different result tonight. They can progress in the Cup, whether they want to. Maybe they just want to focus on the league, or is it time for a Cup run? We're going to be talking about that, and we're also going to be looking towards the Norwich game this weekend. We're going to be talking to Jack Reeve as he gives the Norwich perspective. James and Will, I hope you're well. What did you make of the 3 points this weekend, Will?
Well, first of all, Charlie, I have been known in the past to start these shows with sometimes with a little bit of a jibe, you know, pulling you two up on some behaviour that I don't always agree with. But just like to applaud James Jones, because after you got the prediction right the week before against Brighton, James Jones, last week, 3-1 to West Ham United prediction at Vicarage Road. Bravo, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And I went, yeah, I nabbed the last minute hospo ticket. So I was in the posh seats.
Not posh anymore if you call it hospo.
True.
It was nice
and it was a brilliant performance, actually. I mean, it's a really open game. Like, I think if Watford had won that 3-1, I don't think we could have had many complaints. But we were a little bit more sort of prolific in front of goal. And when you've got a £45 million strike on a pitch, it makes all the difference. I'm buzzing with my correct scoreline.
Broke your duck as well, didn't you? You're away curse. You were a jinx.
Yeah, I mean, I did tweet on the way. Watford's not far from where I live, so I was on the bus. First time I've ever been able to travel to a game on a bus, which is nice. And I tweeted, I was like, I've never seen, ever seen West Ham win away from home. I even travelled to Slovenia. Right, to watch West Ham play Domžale in the Europa League, and we still lost that, and we thought that was a banker, and I thought, what am I doing? And I thought about turning around so many times, and people tweeting me going, no, do not walk into that stadium. We're going to lose if you turn up. But we won. So not only did we win, and we got our first 3 points of the season, but my duck is broken, and I'm going to try and get to every away game forevermore.
You have to go now, can only go in hospo.
Yeah, I can only go in hospo.
You just can't go with your
so
away fans.
If anyone's got hospo for all of our
all of the grounds, right, yeah,
just hook me up. I'll be there. I'll come along. I'll drink with you free beer. I'll eat with you free food, and I'll make sure we get 3 points.
Turn up by bus. What a day out!
I'll get the bus, even if it is up in Newcastle. I'll start 3 days early.
How many games do you reckon you've been to then, James, away before that duck was broken? Because that is a stat.
I mean, I don't know. A lot.
That is honestly.
My first away game, I must have been about maybe 4 or 5 in QPR. My dad took me to QPR away when QPR in the Premier League, we lost that 3-0. And that just started it. And
that's honestly, that is bad, isn't it?
I've been to so many grounds. I've been abroad, and yeah.
Well, yeah, I think we've got to the root of it. You were the problem. You were the cause.
I was the cause, yeah. I mean, West Ham famously haven't been great away from home. And
we know why.
But now it's broken now. We can put it behind me. And as I said, if you want me to come away from home,
Hashtag hospo.
Hashtag hospo. I'll be there.
Well, you weren't the only one to break their duck this weekend, because your record signing did get off the mark. Not one, but two goals. There is an alarm going on. I think, James, someone's offered him hospo tickets.
Yeah.
The phone is going loopy.
That's a malfunctioning watch of everything.
I don't know what's happened.
Yeah, you might be looking suave and get your predictions right, but those alarms on watches went out years ago.
They're all the ticks going, come on, I've got hospo tickets.
They're definitely all the tick, yeah. Well, let's talk about your record signing then, because he did get off the mark. He broke his duck as well. How pleased were you with his performance? Because I've got to admit, that first goal, I watched it, and the lead up to that goal, obviously, Fredericks cleared it. It was just a nothing clearance. And it was almost, he won that header, nothing header, middle of the park. He knocked it down. Then they've managed to get on. Really quick counter-attack from West Ham. Could have had a penalty himself. I know Watford won, he won a minute earlier, but he stayed up. Lanzini did end up winning the foul, and obviously your favourite ever player, Captain Fantastic, Mr. Mark Noble, stepped up. But just even in that moment for Halliday, just winning those balls and then going on, just it told me a lot more what he can offer than just the goals. Can't he, Will?
Yeah, I think he was fantastic, obviously, and it's one of those, he put the ball in the net twice and we won the game 3-1 and it's all rose-tinted glasses. I think what James said was quite true, though. We as before, did look vulnerable at the back. If Will Hughes, not being funny, my nan could have scored that, the one that zips across the box and he shanks it wide from 3 yards out in an open goal. He should be putting that in. And then different dynamic on the game. But yeah, I mean, what was interesting from Allure's point of view, I still haven't got used to that, but from what was his point of view, he came out after the game and said he had a terrible game. He said, I didn't play very well. You know, it wasn't my best game. I can improve loads. Yeah, all right, I scored 2 goals and that's, you know, the striker's job and that's what we're judged on. But, you know, all in all, I didn't feel like I played too well. And normally I get a bit cynical with players when they come out and say that. I go, oh, come on, mate, just, you know, accept that you could perhaps do a little bit better, but, you know, embrace the victory. You've scored twice, you've got off the mark, like, embrace that a little bit. But I'm sort of rapidly falling in love with him quickly, so he can just say what he wants. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well done, Sebastian, that's admirable.
Didn't he make similar comments, though, about how West Ham played and how he was adapting to the league after that first game against Man City? Doesn't he always seem to come out and say something where he's like, you know, this is not us, you know, I'm still finding my feet, when fans were like, oh, he looks good, he's holding out. Well, he's like, no, I've still got so much to learn.
Well, I think I read a tweet from the chief press officer at West Ham the other day, who was just saying...
He was definitely in hospo.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was saying how, you know, this... The tweet was, he retweeted one of the highlights of one of his goals and just said he's modest, he's humble, and, you know, he's always trying to work hard. And it's that sort of thing which I think that's what we need at the club. We don't really want that mindset where if the striker turns up and scores 10 goals in a season, it's, oh, brilliant, oh, well done. Because that's mid-table fodder. And, you know, if he's coming in and he scores 2 goals in an away win and he's still looking at where he could do better, then I think that's good. And it's very much a part of the big team mentality, which I'm a huge advocate of still.
I mean, less of that, Will. Less of that, mate. it's good. I was quite happy to hear him come out and say that, because I thought he played brilliantly. Mm. I've been so impressed with him, with every performance that we've seen from him so far. And it seems as though we've got a player on our hands that wouldn't be happy unless he scores 15 or more goals in the season. Mm. And if you finish the season on 14 and we go, great season, Sebastian, you've had it. Thanks very much. What a really good first season. He'll go, no, I'm not happy about that.
Mm. I'm still interested.
I should have had 20. I should have had 15. I should have had 20. And that's what you want in a player. You know, you don't want anyone, you know, you don't want someone just going, oh, yeah, well, I end up top scorer with 10. As Will said, you know, like, because that's not going to get us anywhere with 10 goals. He's not going to be happy unless he gets 15, 20 this season. And that's what you want out of a striker. And, you know, so far, you're looking at it going, well, £45 million well spent. With that sort of mentality, I'm not going to say big team mentality, but that sort
that's
of mentality.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And no, fair play to him. Fair play.
I think what we need to do as well is dig out that, or find that tweet from that guy who tweeted you and said, how long is it going to take until we start realising or calling Haller the bust that he is, because he missed one game injured?
Yeah.
Sensible bloke.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be one or two fans that are just completely cynical about absolutely everything at the club. And I suppose you can't blame him in a sense after what's happened over the years. But, I mean, he must be sitting there feeling a bit silly. Didn't he? You know, sitting
probably
there
deleted that, isn't it?
He's probably listening tonight going, yeah, boys, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, let's also talk about the fact then, was it a coincidence Wilshere didn't start on the weekend's game? You got the first victory. Did that play a part? Noble was back. Wilshere wasn't even on the bench. Strange one there. So, was it a coincidence, James?
Well, apparently Wilshere had picked up a bit of a knock, but...
No, not Wilshere.
back off. He's trying his hardest.
Listen,
he's trying his hardest.
I'm very pro Jack Wilshere.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting tonight, so, you know, it was just a little knock. But I will say this, is that there's absolutely no coincidence that Martin Noble's gone straight back into the starting 11, and we've not only played well, but we've also got a victory under our belts. He's so underrated, Martin Noble.
Is it literally down to that then, you're saying, this weekend?
I'm saying that he made a huge difference. I mean, he was superb in midfield. Yeah, okay. I mean, he scored the penalty, but, you know, whenever we get a penalty, we score it. He's just so important to what we do in terms of the shape that Pellegrini likes playing in. He just fits it perfectly, and he's a great captain. And the way that we play, we need a player like Mark Noble on the pitch. We're not going to have that for much longer because he is getting on.
15 years since his debut.
It was brilliant on his day. He gets the goal with his, I think, must have been his first touch. But it's no coincidence. I think he's absolutely superb, and I had a lot of fans give me a lot of stick after I tweeted before the game that, you know, when he does hang up his boots, he should be given a statue. And I mean every word of that. And a lot of fans gave me a lot of stick, but a lot of fans also agreed with me. So,
to be fair, if I'd have seen that tweet, I'd have given you stick.
I saw where he should be held
in the same regard as Billy Bonds and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And at the end, I was like, give him a statue. And do you know what? I had one guy, he basically gave me a lot of jip for it and then blocked me afterwards. I thought, hang on, how's that work,
and
mate?
Why aren't you naming and shaming?
Well,
because it was me.
Because it was a person behind an alias on Twitter. Obviously, you know, one of those people that don't like showing their faces. It was just a bit weird. Hang on, you've had a go at me, and now you've blocked me for it. It was a bit strange. But
I must admit, though, in reality, Mark Noble statue. I think that's probably why he gave you stick, bot or not.
Nah, not having it.
So, Will, you put the argument then why you don't think he does deserve a statue at the end of his reign when he does finally hang up those boots?
No, I just don't think you should have to argue why someone should not get a statue. I just think Billy Bonds, Trevor Brook in there, they're those different sorts of players, aren't you? I also think, like, with time builds up a bit of nostalgia and a bit of rose-tinted glasses. I just think that's a little bit over the top. And because I think then if you start doing that sort of thing, then it devalues the what it is to have a statue. Like, and it devalues, you know, if you start naming, having, if there was more statues round the ground, it devalues the ones that you had in the first place.
I get that. But then you look at Fulham as an example, and they just randomly stuck a statue of Michael Jackson outside for a laugh. So if we can't have one
no
for Mark Noble, then
are devalued,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you can't have a statue for Mark Noble after Fulham are doing that, then I don't know what you can have a statue of.
I think that's case in point one. I think you've put it there, James. You're right.
Yeah.
Jackson or Noble?
Jackson. This conversation descended to delirium. I haven't even got any logical answers for you anymore.
Well, talking of Noble, only 3 Premier League players have scored more penalties than Mark Noble. It is an incredible stat.
It is, yeah.
Do you know who they are?
Shearer.
Yep.
Lattice.
Gerrard.
Yeah.
I'm two out of two am I so far?
Oh, I mean, I haven't got the answer. I thought you knew.
Oh, right. No, I was guessing because I thought
Aguero's up there, isn't he?
No, I can't be.
Yeah, I think he is.
Really?
Yeah, I think Aguero's up there. I looked at it the other day because a colleague of mine was saying that Milojevic at Palace is one of the best penalty takers in Premier League history. And I questioned it straight away. I went, yeah, okay, scored a lot, but is he the best? Mark Noble scored more. And this is before Saturday. Mm. And
this was before the hospital beers.
Yeah, that was it. And Mark Noble was 4th, I think, in all time Premier League penalties. And I think Aguero, Shearer, Lattice, and someone else.
Mm. Well, do you know it?
Sorry, no.
Oh, right, well, I've got a few stats from the game on Saturday. Obviously, that one about Mark Noble. Another one: West Ham are the first club to have had as many 150 different goal scorers in the Premier League following Haller's first goal. They've had 150 different Premier League scorers.
That's because we've had about 150 Premier League strikers. That's what it is.
It's quite a lot, though.
Just quickly, before we skip on, you were right, actually, James. Mark Noble's tied 3rd with Sergio Aguero with 25 all-time penalties, Steven Gerrard on 29, and Frank Lampard, boo, on 32.
Frank Lampard.
Mm. That's Noble could still beat those, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He needs 7 more in, what, how many seasons has he got left, James? 10?
Well, he only did it this season. VAR, he'd get loads of penalties this yeah. year, wouldn't he? So.
I have actually got it down here. It says, look, Shearer, Lampard and Gerrard.
Well, this
Shearer's not on there, is he?
PremierLeague.com, I'm getting it by.
Shearer's top on 56.
Is that penalties taken or penalties scored?
Yeah, true. I'm on penalties scored on PremierLeague.com.
This is penalties scored.
Sorry, Charlie, I'm afraid. Sack the producer, I think.
No, I'm not sure about that. We're gonna look into this, I think. Shearer, definitely. He's got to be up there for pens.
56. I don't know, mate.
56, all right. All right, well, we're moving on now. Let's talk a little bit about Antonio, because You mentioned him in his performance. How pleased were you with him on the weekend, James?
I thought he completely changed the game when he came on. You know, he could have had about two or three himself. I mean, I think the header, the corner that led to had a second goal. I mean, he should have scored. He had a free header and it ended up going out for a corner. And then he had the header that then, from that resulting corner, the header that then got saved, that hit the bar, then had to put in. So, but he was just a real nuisance to Watford's defence. You know, he was getting in behind. He was running his socks off, and he made a huge, huge difference. And I've seen a lot of fans debate ever since, you know, do we start him if he's going to have that sort of impact, or is he a bench player? Can we bring him on when we need someone just to, you know, ruffle the feathers of the opposition a little bit? And I'm sort of going with the latter. I think, you know, bring him on as a bench player.
Impact sub.
I mean, if he's going to do that every time he comes off the bench, then we'll win more games than we lose. Not because he really is that good at coming off the bench and making an impact.
Well, it was a good performance. We're going to be talking about that game a little bit more, and also Lanzini, who has signed a new deal. Love Sport. You're listening to the West Ham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm joined in the studio by We Are West Ham, James Jones and Will Pugh. We was just looking at that game with Watford on the weekend. West Ham are off and running in the Premier League, 3-1 winners there. We're now going to talk a little bit about the League Cup because it does kick off tonight. West Ham are playing Newport County in the second round. James, League Cup kicks off tonight. How important is this game? We know West Ham have changed the lineups a little bit. Is this a game you want to win and progress? Is this a cup you want to take serious?
Definitely. I think we were all quite disappointed last year when we ended up drawing Spurs, and we got beaten by Spurs in, I think it was the fourth round. And it's a competition where I've always said, you know, this is the competition out of the two cup competitions that you can win. Like it's the easiest cup competition to win for me over the FA Cup. A lot of the bigger clubs, they will rotate their players. I mean, Arsenal will always play their youth team. You know, so you've got an opportunity there. I mean, City have won the last two, I think, and they are strong. But you know, if you go in there with a little bit of seriousness and actually take it seriously, then you know, this is a competition up for grabs for the likes of us, likes of Everton, likes of Leicester, that want to try and get into Europe, but might struggle over the course of a season to be consistent enough to finish in the top seven. Go and win a cup, and you can, you know, it's easy. I say it's easy. You know, you've got to win about six games, but
and go to some tricky places, some tricky ties.
I think it's easier than finishing seventh though over the course of a season. Mm. You know, this is the one that you know.
You see it more, James, just as a route to Europe, then, rather than this is a trophy we can go on our honours list. We've won a cup. You know, the first thing you mentioned there was this is a route to Europe.
Well, it is a route to Europe. You know, and this day and age, that's a lot of the time that's what the fans want. You know, and we've been sold the dream of moving to the stadium and getting to Europe and playing with the big boys and bringing all the big signings. And you know, I think, we haven't won a trophy since 1980. So we won a trophy, we won a bit of silverware, but at the same time, what's progress? It's getting to Europe, isn't it? So. It's a double whammy for me, and this is the competition that I think we should be looking to try and prioritise.
Well, it can be seen as a route to Europe. That is the view from James Jones on We Are West Ham. I'm delighted to say on the line with us now, Steve Jones, ex-West Ham striker. Steve, thank you for giving us a bit of your time. West Ham are in action against Newport County tonight. Is this a trophy they have to take seriously, Steve?
Hi, Charlie. Hi, guys. Definitely. I think, like James just said, I think I would want it for my honours board, and I'd also want it to be in Europe as well. And West Ham need something on their honours. It's been over 40 years nearly, so they need an honour on their board, definitely.
Steve, I don't know if you've seen the team come out tonight. It seems like Pellegrini shares that viewpoint, because he's gone with quite a strong side. And do you think after last season, especially with the way we ended up crashing out of the... Obviously, we went out the League Cup to Spurs fairly early on, but you kind of go, well, you know, if it's Spurs, it doesn't sort of matter as much, because they're... Obviously, it's annoying to lose to Spurs, but they're a decent footballing side and it makes sense. But obviously, crashing out to Wimbledon in the Cup was... the FA Cup was that bit more disappointing. I think Pellegrini's probably taking it a bit more seriously himself this year as well.
Yeah, I would have thought so. I mean, at the end of the day, West Ham, we haven't won nothing since 1980. So if I was Manuel Pellegrini, the first thing I'd have on my mind would be the FA Cup and the League Cup. They'd be the two things, because you ain't going to win the title. You ain't going to win nothing in Europe. You might get to Europe by winning something or getting in the top six, but to actually put a trophy on the ball would make Manuel Pellegrini a big hero at West Ham. So I think hopefully he's seen that and he sees the League Cup or the FA Cup as that opportunity.
Stu, as the mindset, do you think back from when you were playing and you go into these sort of fixtures where you're playing sort of lower league opposition in the early rounds and, you know, there's a potential for banana skin there and you know, and West Ham have a bit of a history of sort of classically slipping up in these sort of fixtures. But has the mindset changed from when you were playing to now where, you know, the clubs have got one eye on finishing as high up the Premier League as possible because of the TV money and all the rest of it? But then there's a chance of winning silverware. But, you know, back when you were playing, was this mindset very similar?
I think the mindset when I was playing was, can we win a trophy? But the problem was we didn't have a big budget when I was at West Ham. We didn't have a big squad at the time. I think it's probably West Ham's biggest squad for a long time. And there's been a lot of money spent and there's a lot of really good players in there. So I would have thought this is probably West Ham's best chance over the next two or three seasons of maybe nicking a League Cup or an FA Cup. Because Manuel's definitely had the backing of the board. He spent some good money. He's bought some good players. He's got rid of some good players, which he had to at times. And it'd be interesting to see how it finishes this season. It's his second season. First season was decent. He's very attacking, as we know. But it'd be interesting to see how it goes this season. Hopefully, there'll be a cup run involved.
What have you made, Steve, of West Ham so far this season in terms of the performances? OK, we had the toughest start against City and that didn't go too well. But, you know, it wasn't bad away at Brighton and Watford at the weekend was a lot better. Do you see the early signs there of progress under Pellegrini?
I definitely see progress because last year we obviously lost the first three or four games. But this year we've met the Man City game, you can virtually write that off. Yeah. Pellegrini did it last year against them. He tried to attack them. It didn't work. He could have scored early. He didn't. And both games we end up losing handsomely. But this year, I think the second, third, fourth games as we go on, including tonight's game, are different games, really. And games like the Watford game, which you've got a 50-50 chance, and like the Norwich game Saturday as well. It's a good opportunity to put some good points on the board. If we beat Norwich Saturday, like we're in the money. We're mid-table, just above mid-table, and we're cooking nicely. But whereas last year we lost four games early, it became a struggle early and he was under pressure early. Hopefully this year the pressure won't come so early on him and we can improve as an outfit. The only problem is with Manuel Pellegrini, he does like to attack. And I think at times if you're going to do that against the big guns and the good teams, you will get found out, I think. What do you think?
I think it's difficult with the defence, to be honest. When you say about going forward, I think we're spot on. But and I like that, to be honest. I think a lot of football fans would, you know, if you had a choice, I'd certainly take, you know, the chance that we might lose 4-3 every week or win 5-4 than under Allardyce, where, you know, I wanted to tear my eyes out after every game.
Exactly,
when we beat Hull 1-0 at home and he's cupping his ears to the crowd as if we should all be thrilled and it was the worst game of football I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I think, I do agree, and that's the only thing now. I think, you know, I am a little bit concerned at the back because, as James said earlier on in the show, against Watford at the weekend, although we came out 3-1 winners, they could have easily won 3-1 as well if they put their chances away. And we'll come up against more potent attacking teams than Watford, won't we? And, you know, I think that is a little bit of a worry. But while we're
like Man City, really.
That's it. Yeah, exactly that. But while we're able to put the ball in the net, you worry a lot less, don't you? Because we've had seasons in the past where the defence has looked just as leaky as it does now, but we haven't had anyone to put it in the net up front either. So,
yeah.
I think you're always going to leave yourself a little bit weak at the back if you're putting four or five attackers in your team.
Yeah.
You're always going to leave yourself a bit. And we have got them players, Anderson, five or six players of our side. Obviously, I've seen a bit of Haller, but not enough, really. But we do tend to Antonio, and obviously we do play four or five up front, which is very risky. If you ain't solid, and if you ain't set, and if you ain't set up to not concede, like a lot of managers do, like your Allardyces, like Tony Pinnis, who I played under, people like that, you will get done. But with that, I'm with you, really. I'd rather see us lose 4-3, 5-4, than win 1-0, draw 1-1, lose 1-0. I'd rather them attack in moments and then, and even 3-1 Saturday. I know it flattered us, but we scored 3 goals away from home, which a lot of Premiership sides don't do all season.
Exactly, yeah.
Steve, what is the expectation then for West Ham this season? James mentioned there that the Cup offers realistically the best chance of a route into Europe. It's only 6-7 games, where a Premier League season we know is long and hard. It's going to be ups and downs. But what is the expectation? Can West Ham break into that top 6 or 7 and get into Europe? Or should they focus on the Cup? Because A, it's a chance at a major honour, and B, it can get them into Europe.
My opinion really is Manuel Pellegrini's being paid a hell of a lot of money. Really top dollar. He's been allowed to spend top money, which no other West Ham manager has done. So I would say, if he's not got the side into the top 7 within 3 seasons, and maybe a League Cup or an FA Cup or a final, I'd be very, very disappointed if I was the West Ham owners. Because they put a lot of money into him. They didn't do it with Slaven Bilic. They obviously were never going to do it with David Moyes. He has been given virtually a free ticket, so he needs to produce something and put something on the table. Whether he can do that, only time will tell. We shall see.
Very interesting point, Steve. I'm sure we're going to be discussing that afterwards. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and giving us some of your time. Steve Jones there, ex-West Ham striker. Really good to talk to you. Steve just mentioned there then that if Pellegrini, he really has to give something now. He has to contribute, he has to offer. Both of you were shaking your head in agreement. Is he right? You know, if we're talking about a 3-year window, maybe a trophy, get into Europe, and if he doesn't deliver on that, would you say that Pellegrini's had a fair chance, time to move on? Because he has been backed.
I think he has made a good point there, Steve, to be honest. And it's one of those where, you know, I think you often forget it, and you get caught up in a bit of a bubble, don't you? It's always, what's the score going to be this week? Or where are we going to be by Christmas? Or where are you going to finish at the end of this season? There's often very little sort of longer term thinking by a lot of fans, and that makes sense, because you know you're only worried about what's happening next week. We've been in positions at the club where it was so bad that we were hiring managers that we all knew, you know, Moyes, Allardyce, we all knew they were short term fixes. It does feel like, you know, Pellegrini's the leader of a bit of a project at the club. But, you know, I think Steve's got a point. He has the owners have backed him. They're paying him a lot of money, and rightfully so. And I think the thing with the Cups, that always annoys me a bit. It's such an easy thing for, and you hear it from, you know, pundits, journalists, fans, players alike, left, right and centre about the Cups. Oh, you know, West Ham, Everton, they should be going for the Cups. It's like, well, hang on. Just saying that as if not everyone's going for the Cups. Man City don't go, it's all right, we're only concentrating on the Premier League and the Champions League because we're above the League Cup. Mm. They don't. They go in, and so do Liverpool and Man United and Arsenal. They all go in wanting to win all 4 of them. So I think from my point of view, as far as the Cups go, and I touched on it when we were speaking to Steve there, you lose to Tottenham last year. And Ian, hate losing to Tottenham in any competition, obviously. But at least when you lose to Tottenham, you go, oh, all right, well, it's Tottenham. They're going to finish in the top 3 of the Premier League this year. They've got some good football players. So, all right, you can understand that. It's when you lose to Wimbledon or a Newport County in the Cup, for example, that's when it's annoying, because I think there's sort of no excuse for that these days. The gulf between Premier League teams and those in the lower leagues is so huge that we should be putting sides away like that. So as long as we give it, get as far as we can, and if you go out in fashion where you go, all right, yeah, we're beaten by a better team there, whether it's the first round or the final, then I don't mind as much about those sort of things with the Cups.
Well, they do play Newport County tonight. The League Cup second round, they haven't played them for 40 years, since 1979. We're going to be taking a closer look at the teams before kickoff, and we're also going to be talking a little bit about Norwich. But next, it is time for the West Ham quiz.
This is Love Sport.
You're listening to the West Ham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm joined in the studio with We Are West Ham, James Jones and Will Pugh. Very serious face from James Jones. It can only be time for the West Ham quiz of the week. It is 2-1 to James Jones in games week as it stands. 6-3 the overall points scored. Will, you need...
Charlie, I've said this to you before. No, when you read out the Premier League table on, you know, Match of the Day or on the radio, they don't go through people's goal difference, do they? They just say points and the position. So James beat me 2-1 at the moment, but it's fine. It's a long old season.
I'm just painting
it?
A picture. That's all what it, I do. It, broad it, strokes, my friend.
In his defence, you know, if it's a tight title race, like 1 or 2 points in it, then you might go, yeah, I know, but the goal difference is quite big.
True. Yeah.
So even if you level up today, unless you win 3-0, I'm still leading.
Yeah. Imagine I did, though.
Well, we'll have to find out.
We're going to have to find out, because it is one of my most favourite times of the week. It is the West Ham Quiz of the Week. Oh, here we go.
Like this music.
Like this music. Right, techno. Player one, clue number one. Currently playing in Turkey. Okay, clue number two. Sent off on his first start for the club in January 2017.
Sofyan Feghouli.
That is correct. That is 1-0 tonight. 1-0 scores on the doors. It is 7-3 overall. Oh, James Jones off to a flyer. A bit
he's,
like the West
staying
Ham
top of the league tonight.
On the weekend.
Staying top
Will
of the league.
Will is livid. Let's move on to player number two. One, the first clue. Played for Arsenal in the Premier League.
Ian Wright.
That is incorrect.
Oh, premature, that is, mate.
Very premature. This is where you both need to be quick on
Nigel
the button.
Nigel Winterburn.
Previous World Cup Golden Boot winner.
Davosuka.
That is correct. Mate. 2-0. I said this tonight, Will. I did warn you earlier. It is 2-0. It is 8-3 to James Jones. And by the way, it's 3-1 overall because it is already 2-0 up. The last player is redundant. Will, you need a strong drink tonight, my friend. Let's go for the last player. James, 3-0 is at stake. A whitewash is in the offing. Clue number one. This was Alan Pardew's first signing for the club.
Adam Noland?
No, Will, you're firing in, mate. You're too eager. You're too quick. Clue number two. He left for Crystal Palace.
Joby McEnough?
The year they beat us in the playoff final. That is incorrect.
Next clue.
Kept. Are you ready for this? War number 17.
Oh, that's getting. These clues are getting harder.
Ah, oh, mate.
All right, next clue.
Left for Palace the year.
Come on, left for Palace. Pardew's first signing.
Yeah, go on, next question.
Come on.
Hayden Mullins.
Yes, there we go.
Fair
oh, thank God.
I'll let you
2-1,
have
one, but it is 8-4, and it is 3-1 to James Jones.
3-1 on game weeks.
3-1 on games.
Cheers. Well done, James.
What happened there, Will?
No, that's well done. That was a good one. You were quick off the mark there.
Bit slow, isn't
it? This is the first week you've beaten me on skill, I think. So
on skill? Well,
yeah.
Were you pleased with the players and the clues this week, Will?
I was panicking by then. By question two, I was already one behind. Knew needed the
You're
win.
Flapping.
I was just throwing out Arsenal names.
You panicked yourself a little bit.
Mm.
The Feghouli one, when you went still playing in Turkey, in my head straight away, Feghouli, I thought, no, I'll wait for the second clue just to secure
that's
it
how good
for
you
me.
Are. You can wait. You can
and
hold
I thought,
off.
No, I'd hold off because he definitely ain't going to get that.
It's Demba Ba. I was thinking, I don't know if he's still playing in Turkey, is he? I'm not sure. That's who I thought first.
So 3-1 overall. Will, how are you feeling? Because it feels like, I've got to admit, 8-4 overall, it feels like a little bit of a mountain to climb.
No, you're joking. 3-1, as you said. It's nothing, is it?
But you're on a bit of a slide, though.
No. It's early in the season. You're joking. This is like all the Watford fans at the moment. They're going around telling everyone to just calm down a bit. And, you know, it's early in the season.
You do have a bit of Watford about you.
Look what we did last season. Lost the first four. Ended up with a respectable 10th place league finish. So, yeah, I'm not too fazed at all.
James, how are you feeling? Top of the world.
I feel confident. I feel nice. I've done my research.
Well, see, that's what it is, isn't it? James is doing a lot of studying at home, but I've got things to do. I've got a life, people to see. One might say that I'm not taking it quite as seriously as James, but, you know, it's each to their own.
I would say you might be taking it more serious.
If Sebastian Haller come out after a bad game and was like, well, yeah, bad game. He's like, I've got a life, guys. I've got things to do. I ain't training. Like, fans would be livid. So I don't know what your fans are thinking right now.
Yeah. That's commitment right there.
I'm the Mark Noble of this. I just work hard.
Who am I then?
You're
Sofyan Feghouli.
You're Sofyan Feghouli, yeah.
You're Wilshere. So much potential, yet you offer so little. You know, you talk a good game, but we've yet to see it on the field.
There's a long season yet, isn't it? And so people are still talking about my absolute screamer last week when I got Mark Reaper.
Honestly,
it's Wilshere, living off the past, mate.
No, as I was saying to James earlier, people have been stopping me in the street all week going, oh, you're Will, innit? I was like, yeah. I was, you're from the We Are West Ham show. You got Mark Reaper last week. I was like, oh, I did actually. Can I sign what? Yeah, sure, mate. Yeah.
In fact, your exact words were, oh, you're the West Ham show guy, aren't you? Oh, yeah, I am, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the game tonight because the teams are coming onto the pitch. Will, I didn't ask you, I did ask James. You sort of did answer it, though. You want to take this cup seriously. You want to take all cups seriously. Do you want the full strength 11 at?
I just want the 11 that's strong enough to beat Newport County. And I think with, you know, even this is a fairly strong team we've put out here. I'm a bit, well, James, you were saying earlier on, weren't you, that you thought you wouldn't be surprised to see this team in the Premier League. Probably we'd be racked with injuries if that actually happened. But even so, like I was saying earlier, the gulf in, you know, resources and finances between our team and Newport County should be enough that those players can beat them. I know it's a bit of a cliche and I know they'll be more up for it, but then I think that's wrong. I don't think they should be more up for it. The players that aren't usually in the team, they should be, well, they should A, have more energy and B, be using this as an opportunity to go, right, no, I want a place in the
stake
team.
A claim. So,
exactly, yeah, I'm going to play out my skin. And, you know, I just think for, I was a bit surprised, saying to James, I was surprised Diop's starting. I think he's obviously our main defender for the year. Pellegrini's obviously unsure about Ogbonna and Balbuena. And I'm surprised he didn't take this game to give Diop a rest because he's going to play a lot this year. But no, other than that, I think it'll be good to see Ayeti. I'm looking forward to seeing him play. For now, he'll obviously
still
need some game
bench,
time.
Still a strong bench, though. Rice on the bench, Haller's on the bench, Anderson on the bench. Fabianski, obviously, won't be needed. We hope not.
Can we touch on the Fabianski thing quickly? I said to James before the show, I said, oh, I'm a bit surprised he didn't throw David Martin on the bench. And James said to me, oh, it doesn't matter anyway because we won't need him. So watch Roberto get sent off in the first 10 minutes.
Well, there you go. If we don't need him, you should have put Martin on the bench. James, you pleased with that team and the way Pellegrini set the team up tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at it, I'm just looking at it now on the screen. I mean, it's a team of first-team footballers, like first-team players, the squad. There's no youngsters being thrown in the deep end. I mean, I did half expect Ben Johnson to get a go.
Great.
But he's gone with Zabaleta. Bit of experience. And I mean, I'm happy with the team. I'm happy with the bench as well. And it looks as though that Pellegrini's taking it a little, like, seriously this year. But, you know, you can never underestimate teams like Newport County in these sort of games. You know, they're going to be well up for it. They've got previous. They beat Leicester in the FA Cup last year.
They're a good side. They play good
drew
football.
Drew with Spurs a couple of years as well. And they are a good side. But, you know, and I just know West Ham's previous in against lower league opposition. That said, last year when we played Macclesfield, and we beat them 8-0.
Really close game.
And I thought, we've turned a corner. I genuinely thought, under Pellegrini, I thought we'd turn a corner because this sort of game we would have lost 1-0. But then, what, 4 or 5 months down the line, we go and get beat by Wimbledon, and it was like, oh, no, perhaps we haven't turned the corner. So I'd like to think that's a strong enough team, but I just don't know under West Ham, and I just don't know. I really can't call it.
Why do we then, as fans, when, you know, admittedly it was Macclesfield last year, it was 8-0, but then you say that was a springboard, you know, we've turned a corner, we're performing better in the cup, we're going to take it seriously,
because, you know, I remember years ago we drew Emily Town, and we only scraped past them 2-1. You know, we've lost to Grimsby in the cup, Wrexham in the cup, you know, so many, only just beat Shrewsbury in the cup over two legs, couldn't even score a goal in like normal time, to wait for extra time, you know. And so that's West Ham, that's our history in these sort of games. So last year when we beat Macclesfield 8-0, I thought finally we've got a manager that knows how to get over these fixtures, but then we lose to Wimbledon. So I don't know.
Well, it is an important cup fixture tonight, and it is just kicked off at Newport. They are playing West Ham in the second round of the League Cup, but all eyes are back on the Premier League this weekend as West Ham take on Norwich.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the West Ham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm joined in the studio by We Are West Ham, Will Pugh and James Jones. And West Ham have just kicked off in the League Cup second round against Newport County. It is only 2-3 minutes in. Newport have had the most of the possession. They've had a free kick. They've had a chance. But West Ham now
clinging on for the draw.
Clinging on. Oh, God, here we go. Back in the cup. No, West Ham is sort of just with possession now. Just hopefully getting themselves a foot in the game. Just a quick start by Newport there, but it is still nil. We'll keep you up to date with that game. Obviously, Will and James both have one eye on that. But talking of one eye, we do have to look now towards the weekend because West Ham played Norwich in the Premier League. Tricky game this on the weekend because Norwich, they've you know, their results have been indifferent, but they've played really well. So Liverpool beat them 4-1. I think that scoreline flattered Liverpool a little bit. Norwich really came out of the blocks and tried to play almost like for like with Liverpool. Did get a goal. Fantastic win against Newcastle. Played Newcastle off the park. And we know how brilliant Newcastle are because they beat Spurs. So they're a fantastic side. Timu Pukki looks fantastic. 5 goals already this season. 3 good goals against Newcastle, I must say. And they was unlucky not to get a point out of the game against Chelsea. You know, it's 2-2 for a while. Abraham come up with a winner. You do play them. It's going to be a tough time. James, I'll start with you. What do you think of this game?
I see this game being full of goals. Because they're clearly defensively, they've not been that great. I mean, any defence with Grant Hanley, and with all respect to Grant Hanley, he's probably a really nice guy, but he's not a Premier League defender.
I'm gutted. I booked him for next week. He's not coming on.
And you know, any Premier League with him in is just what you do worry. They've conceded goals, but they've scored goals when you've got Timu Pukki in your team who's just scoring for fun. What a deal that is, by the way, a freebie.
I know.
Just banging the goals in for fun. But then we're exactly the same. We can score goals for fun, but defensively, we're in trouble. So I can see there being a lot of goals. It's just who end up scoring more on the day.
Timu Pukki, a little bit like Sebastian Haller, you mentioned after the game, was saying comments, and he said, what a great goal against Newcastle, your first Premier League hat-trick. And he said, yeah, I can't believe I can score that goal. He said, I didn't know I could pull that volley off. But you know what I mean? He just sort of made you endear yourself to him a little bit more. But it's been a frightening start for him, you know, almost rapid pace. Will, is he someone that West Ham have got to be careful of?
Yeah, of course. I think, it's annoying me how many of my mates happen to have him in their fantasy team as well. That's not ideal, that, is it?
I've had to buckle under the pressure.
Have you put him in?
Yeah.
I need to know this, because me and James are actually last in the Love Sport Fantasy League. We're bringing up the rear. So, James, we're doing terrible, mate.
It's new territory for me, so.
What, fantasy football?
Yeah. I'm normally
2019.
At the top. I'm normally at the top. So.
I'll be honest, it's one of those. But before the game, or before the season, sorry, you know, everyone does the same thing and looked at the fixtures we had and said, oh, once City's out of the way, we've got a nice little run there. And I think that everyone...
It never works out like that.
No, of course not. And, you know, everyone falls in that trap of going, oh, newly promoted team, they're playing the championship last year, et cetera, et cetera. But all three of them, to be fair, all three teams that have come up have looked like they've equipped themselves pretty capably already. And, you know, there's not going to be, from looking at it, it seems, that team, you know, that Derby, that Huddersfield, that team that's just flopped out of the league. And you know that by Christmas, there's only realistically 2 relegation places up for grabs, so to speak. So, yeah, I agree with James, really. I think we're going to be saying that a lot on this show this year, that before games, we're going to go, oh, I think there's going to be goals. Oh, why is that? Because our defence is really leaky, but we're obviously able to put them in. And yeah, it's just exciting. I'd much rather go into games like that, to be honest. Much rather go into them like that.
Is it? So do you feel, I almost feel confident going into the weekend's game? Because Norwich like to play fast football, especially down with the fullbacks. Max Aaron's on the right, loves to fly forward. But so do West Ham. This new, under Pellegrini, we know they like to play attacking football. We know how aggressive he is as a manager. And if Norwich, obviously, try to open up and get a West Ham, it's only going to open space for West Ham. Is this a game where if they compete with you, West Ham can really showcase what they're about as well?
Yeah, I do honestly think it's just going to be, it's going to end up a bit
end-to-end
of a basketball game. Yeah, isn't it? But, you know, James, it's a good point you made earlier about the Watford game. That genuinely could have... It could have been 3-1 to them, couldn't it? And you'd have gone, oh, yeah, fair enough. Like that. And I think that's going to happen so often this season, but we just need to be clinical.
Just very quickly, this is sometimes the problem of starting your best players in the League Cup. West Ham are playing Newport County. Antonio's just gone down with an injury. He looks to be getting subbed off already.
He didn't just go down. Fornals played him through one-on-one, and I thought, right, here we go, 1-0. And as he's running...
Pulled up.
He doesn't just pull up, he falls on the floor and he's in absolute agony. He's rolling around on the floor, he gets up and he's called straight away, called for the sub. If you see it, the way he goes down, it's worrying. I reckon that could be a bad hamstring problem.
Yeah, a proper hamstring snap.
I mean, it could be a snap.
Well, only 7 minutes in, Anderson has already come on. This is what you want. You want to progress. Will said you want to play the team that gets you through, but you do want to come away unscathed. You know, no injuries there. Could be a key loss. We only spoke earlier in the show. Could he start, Antonio, or could he be an impact player? Well, this is the end of his night, and hopefully we don't know the damage, how long he'll be out for, but very worrying signs there for West Ham.
It is a shame as well, because he played really well. He's come into form recently,
superb,
isn't he? And I was one, at the, you know, over the summer, where I was saying it about a lot of players, but I really kind of felt that he'd perhaps achieved all he could at West Ham, and that his time in the first team had rightfully so come to an end. But he started the season like a house on fire, hasn't he? He's played really well. He's had real impact on games. So, you know, again, it's a shame to see him drop out. But, again, if you'd have given me the choice of one player to get injured out of all the ones we've got in the squad and on the starting lineup today, I'd have picked him rather than a few others.
Well, the trouble is now is that we've got Felipe Anderson on the pitch for 85 minutes in a game where, you know, you'd rather him just rest his legs. You know, he played well against Watford at the weekend. He's a very important player.
You would have rather have this game wrapped up and not need to bring him on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'd rather sort of Antonio stay on the pitch, score a couple of goals and happy days, and we can get through it without any problems. But I hope it's not. It did look really bad with Antonio. I hope it's not too serious.
Well, the good thing about the League Cup is also now that if it is a draw at 90 minutes, it goes straight to penalties, so not an extra 30 minutes for the players. Oh, just unlucky there. Snodgrass nearly had a chance for West Ham. The ball ran out for a goal kick. Just quickly then, let's get your thoughts and predictions on the Norwich games. James, we'll start with you because you did get it right last week. 3-1 against Watford. What are you saying for this weekend?
Well, like I said, I can see there being a lot of goals this week. I'm going to go with 3-2 West Ham, and I fancy it's to win, but it's going to be Pookie with a double for them. I'm just going to keep banging them in, and a Haller hat trick. Why not? You know, because he's already scored two, so he's always going to score
so
more.
So he can join Pookie on 5. Oh, not so, if you're giving Pookie 2 though.
No, okay. I'll give Grant Anthony 2 after I've said some bad words about him. So yeah, Grant Anthony with a 2, Haller with a 3. Happy days.
So what scoreline?
3-2.
3-2 West Ham. Sorry.
I'm going to be a little bit more pessimistic this week. I don't like to do it, but
is this because you lost the quiz? You just
I'm just in a bad mood now. Yeah, I'm not speaking to you for the rest of the week. It's me. No, I reckon 2-2 again. Same thing. I don't think either of the teams have got a clean sheet in them, especially against the respective attacks. But I just think it'll be. I think we've got to be one of those home games where you just go, oh, a little bit of a missed opportunity there.
I wouldn't mind the point, given how well Norwich have started. I'll take the point.
That's not a big team mentality, James Jones.
No, well, you know what I think about that.
Points are always positive. I'm going to go for 3-3.
Ooh.
Goals, but a point for West Ham. I think West Ham, again, we have to take away the City game. I think they're going to be very hard to beat at home this year. They're going to play good football, but Norwich play good football. I can't see Norwich getting a result at West Ham this weekend, but you never know. A game that could go either way. I'm saying 3-3. This has been a West Ham fan show. Hopefully next week we'll be talking about progress from the League Cup and a victory over Norwich. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.